The writer's choice is Cherry Blossom by Cameron Duker. With the Trinity test failed, two U.S. Marines and two Japanese schoolgirls fight to survive Operation Olympic, the American invasion of Japan. Read by ScriptWax.com. Visit ScriptWax.com to book your table read today. Cherry Blossom by Cameron Duker. Copyright 2018. CameronDuker @gmail.com. Faden over black. Super. Dear Mr. President, for better or worse, I regret to inform you, the Trinity test has failed. Henry L. Stimson, Secretary of War. Letter delivered to Harry Truman, Potsdam Conference, April 24, 1945. Exterior Pacific Ocean, U.S. Pacific Fleet. Day. Super. Stutebaker Beach, November 1, 1945. American fighter planes tear through the sky in dark blue streaks. Below them, a massive flotilla of marine landing craft relentlessly drives towards Kyushu, the southern island of Japan, which looms in the distance. Exterior, landing craft, day. Super, Operation Olympic, X day. Crouched to tighten his boots, Private Stax, 22, stands among 29 other Marines, who brace themselves shoulder to shoulder against the turbulent ride. Some steel themselves for the battle ahead. Others fake it. The roar of the boat's engine amid the thunderous explosions in the distance deafens the ears. At the rear of the boat, Sergeant Hills, 29, stands tall and in charge despite the choppy ride.
Marines, listen up! You all have one job! Get the fuck off this boat and the fuck off that beach! Don't stop for anything or anyone!
Green throws up in his mouth, but catches it with a swallow.
This is their home now, and they'll fight like a rabid dog to protect it. Fight harder!
Jesus Christ, are you ready for this?
Are you?
Get your heads down!
A young Marine in the rear points towards the sky in terror.
Kamikazes!
From above, hundreds of Japanese planes of all types descend toward the landing craft. Some tumble out of the sky, shot down by American fighters. Others pierce through and rain down into the water. The chaos devolves the landing wave into a demolition derby. Out of nowhere, the ear-piercing shriek of a missile flies directly overhead. Terrified, the men instinctively duck.
Are we hit?
No. It's heading for the Missouri.
At the last second, the missile turns and slams into the sides of the USS Missouri in a ball of fire. Stunned by the carnage, Green looks on. Stax grabs him by the shoulder.
Hey, Green, nothing we can do.
Behind Hills, the boat's coxswain, 25, distracted by the kamikaze attack, does a double take toward the coast.
What are those?
Up ahead, small silhouettes of speedboats race from the cliffs of the beach toward the remaining landing craft.
Suicide boats!
Jesus Christ, where the hell did those come from?
Hang on to something, Marines! We're going through this!
Like dominoes, the Marines fall into each other as the coxswain swerves the boat hard. Exterior, Pacific Ocean, day. A typhoon of fire and steel on the ocean. Landing craft explode into flames as the deadly combination of kamikaze boats and planes slam into their targets. Interior, Nagasaki High School Gym, day. 50 schoolgirls sleep in tightly packed rows of bedrolls on the floor. Low booms of distant explosions gently rattle the windows. One of the booms wakes Hanako, 14, in her bed. She rubs the sleep from her eyes in a tired daze until another thunderous boom jolts her wide awake. She sits straight up and turns to her nearby friend Asuka, 16, hair and pigtails, sound asleep, shakes her awake.
Asuka! Asuka!
Breakfast already? Oh, good. I'm so hungry again.
No! The Americans are here!
On cue, a loud siren breaks the stillness. All the girls wake up in a mix of confusion and sheer panic. Exterior, mountain fortification. Day. Super. X day, plus 7. War is everywhere. Suppressed groups of Marines assault the dug-in Japanese positions built into the mountain. The crack of gunfire is constant and indistinguishable as it drowns out the desperate shouts of men in battle. A gruff Marine on the run falls dead, shot into a shell hole occupied by Stax, Green, and Shoes, 21. Small impacts from small arms fire kick up dirt around the two large flamethrower fuel tanks Shoes carries on his back. Shoes pushes the lifeless body of the gruff Marine aside.
Where's the damn armor?
Shoes, get down, goddammit!
What do we do now?
Keep eating dirt.
Through hand motions, Stax communicates with a line of Marines entrenched 30 yards behind their position. Their squad leader answers back with a thumbs up. Stax reaches into his vest and pulls out a grenade. Covering fire from the entrenched Marines fills the air around him as he pulls the pin, takes a deep breath, stands up, and strong-arm throws it towards a line of sandbags stacked onto the base of the mountain ahead. The grenade explodes on the Japanese position.
Haul you asses up there!
Stax and Green grab Shoes by the arms and pull him up to his feet. They hurtle forward towards the base of the mountain over the strewn bodies of Japanese soldiers. They reach the sandbags and the steep sides of the mountains behind it. For cover, they press their backs up against the earth, the mouth of the cave to their left.
Shoes, you ready? Green?
Hell yeah!
Shoes catches his breath but nods. Stax and Green grab grenades and pull the pins. They turn to the cave and toss them inside. Seconds later, an explosion of debris blows out. With fake gusto, Shoes runs in front of the entrance and streams a trail of fire deep inside. Suddenly, a stray bullet hits the back of Shoes' fuel tank, and he disappears, engulfed in a ball of fire. The blast knocks Stax and Green back and off their feet, both their pants on fire. Stax quickly pats the small flames out, then throws his helmet to the ground in anger. External, Nagasaki High School courtyard, day. In silent unison, the schoolgirls in gym attire and armed with sharpened bamboo poles move through drill. A short stab, a full thrust, a swipe. Then a stab again followed with a yell. Atop a wooden stand before the girls, a drill instructor, 40, models each precise motion and barks out commands. Concerned, two army officers watch from afar.
You must stand tall and ready to kill the devil invading your home!
In the middle of the formation, Hanako and Asuka's brows drip with sweat while they mimic their instructor.
For the devil will not kill you! The American won't hesitate to rape and torture you at the first chance he gets!
I'm gonna kill 40 Americans all by myself. Just watch.
Quiet! He'll hear you and take away our rations again!
Is that the fate you want for yourselves? To let the filthy imperial dogs colonize your honor?
Hanako, I'm ready to fight. Are you?
Interior. Ruined house. Night. Through a bombed-out wall, a cool breeze blows over a handful of exhausted Marines. Their war temporarily on hold. They all attempt to rest and relax in the sounds of big band jazz piped in softly from a portable radio set. On his back, Green looks out at the stars through a hole in the roof. Nearby, Stax savors every drag of his cigarette. As the song ends, the seductively sultry voice of a woman comes on over the broadcast.
Greetings, everybody. This is your number one enemy, your favorite playmate, Orphan Anne from Radio Tokyo.
A few of the Marines perk up at her voice. One especially. Zapata, 19. More so than the others.
There she is. Hurry! Turn it up!
Are you getting closer, G.I.? Have you come to find me? I've been waiting so long for this day. Haven't you? To welcome you in my warm embrace, finally meet face to face, aren't you curious? Hurry up. Don't be late. I know you're dying to meet me.
Another song comes on as the men go relax again.
I wouldn't mind assaulting a piece of that when I find her. You guys know what I mean?
Just make sure you're not last in line.
A chuckle of laughter breaks out among the Marines.
What about you, Stax? You wouldn't want that?
Nah, I already gotta go back home.
Oh, really? Never pictured you as the romantic type.
Well, you never asked. Sweetheart.
She a good-looking dame?
Stax pulls a worn and folded-up paper from his pocket. His guard down, he opens it up with a slight smile. A black-white photo of a newborn baby girl.
Yeah, she is.
Exterior, Nagasaki High School. Night. Led eagerly by Asuka, Hanako trudges through the grass under a full moon.
Just a bit farther, Hanako. Over here!
I told you if we get caught this time, we're in big trouble for sure. Sneaking out at night is forbidden! Asuka, there is a war going on. What if the Americans find us?
They won't.
How do you know?
Because of these.
The girls crouch to hide behind a tree. Ahead of them, a column of 4 flatbed trucks drive down the road. Lights off. Each carries an Oka rocket-propelled kamikaze plane in their beds, little more than a manned missile with wings. Each plane has a cherry blossom painted on the nose.
I told you it'd be worth it.
What are they?
Our secret weapon for our brave pilots to beat the Americans back and win the war. They can fly faster than any plane, and each one is powerful enough to sink an American ship all by itself.
Oh, I see. Can we go back now?
I can see why I'm your only friend. Okay, let's go.
Begrudgingly, Asuka begins to head back with Hanako in tow.
Asuka, why were there flowers painted on the nose of those planes? Don't you think that's odd?
They call the planes cherry blossoms because the falling blossom never returns to the tree. Just like our brave pilots. Hanako, just like us!
Exterior. Grassy hill. Day. Super. X day. Plus 8. Stacks Green and Sergeant Hills crawl up the crest of a grassy hill. The rest of the patrol kneels below at the base of the hill. In the distance stands the city of Nagasaki, nearly intact.
That's it. Nagasaki. HQ says the chaps have set up a small installation near the rear of the city to launch those rocket-powered kamikazes that have been wrecking all kinds of hell on the Navy's supply efforts.
The ones that sunk the Mizui?
The same. Damn things are next to impossible to stop once in the air, so we need to get them on the ground.
Sarge, how come this city isn't all bombed out like the other ones?
Who knows? Let's just get this reconnaissance over with before the main force rolls in and let the historians figure it out after.
Sergeant Hill moves down the back of the hill.
Something's wrong.
Exterior, Nagasaki. Abandoned street. Day. Eerily quiet as the squad moves down the street. 2 columns of men down the side of the road. Rifles aimed at the ready as they bound from cover to cover in jittery silence. Exterior, Nagasaki. Urakami Cathedral Tower. Day. Through the window, a Japanese lookout peers out into city below. A grave look etched into his face. Interior, Nagasaki High School Cafeteria. Day. Seated at the lunch table, Hanako eats a breakfast of rice balls surrounded by the other schoolgirls. As the girls eat, Asuka indignantly sweeps the floor as punishment. In a frantic panic, the Japanese lookout rushes in through the cafeteria doors. Exterior, Nagasaki, abandoned street, day. Stacks and Green rush to take a knee behind a short brick wall as members of their squad advance around them to the next bit of cover.
Where is everybody? It's like everybody in this city just disappeared. Poof.
Do you always have to ask so many questions?
Speaking of, what the hell is that?
In the distance ahead, the towers of Urakami Cathedral.
And what business does a Catholic cathedral have doing here? Since when did the Japs take confession?
Exterior, Nagasaki High School Courtyard, day. Ready for battle with their bamboo spears at the ready, the schoolgirls all stand assembled. Fear and terror across everyone's face except Asuka's, who is wrapped in a sense of calm determination. At her side, Hanako seems more worried for her friend than for her own safety.
Remember your homes! Remember your brothers!
At the head of the schoolgirl soldiers, the drill instructor stands perched for a final review, a handful of Japanese infantry behind him.
Remember your fathers, your families, your ancestors, and most of all, remember your honor and our beloved emperor who fights to protect it!
Exterior, Nagasaki, abandoned alley. Day. On one knee, Sergeant Hill studies a folded paper map. Stacks and Douglas, 23, a non-commissioned officer, hunch over Hills to get a better look.
I'm ready to radio in. There's nothing here, and just hold up and cover before the main force arrives. How long have we got?
3 hours still, sir.
Shit, that's practically tomorrow.
There's no one here, sir. Or they must have pulled back to a more defensible position. And just abandoned a major city? And one that's fully intact at that.
For a brief second, Hills mulls the situation over.
War? It's a goddamn Jap trap!
Bingo.
Fuck me upside down and sideways. Douglas, take your men and clear out that hotel to the west. Stacks, move up to check out that school just ahead. Make sure there's no hidden armor division just popping a squad, waiting around for targets of opportunity, like a poor squad of lonely lost Marines. Rendezvous with the hotel once you're done, and we'll observe from there until the cavalry is sure to arrive. On time, at 2100, I'm sure.
Sir.
Exterior, Nagasaki High School. Courtyard. Day. Still in formation, Hanako leans in towards Asuka.
Asuka?
In the zone, Asuka gives no response. Exterior, Nagasaki. Small shop. Day. With Green and Zapata at his side, Stax leads his men towards the safety of the shop's walls. The high school, off in the distance. Through hand signals, he orders Zapata to sprint to the next closest building. Interior, Nagasaki High School. Classroom 8. Day. Two Japanese infantry hide just out of sight of an open windowsill in the classroom. Rifles up at the ready. A breeze playfully sways the curtains. Exterior, Nagasaki High School. Day. Frustrated, Zapata shakes the front entrance of the school.
No bueno, it's chained.
Exterior, Nagasaki High School. Breezeway. Day. Shoulder to shoulder with the rest of the girls, Hanako and Asuka stand ready for battle as the drill instructor reviews the girls one more time.
Asuka, I don't know if I have the courage.
You must. It's our duty.
Exterior, Nagasaki High School. Walkway. Day. The Marines cautiously advance down the broad walkway formed between two long buildings. A long corridor of brick and glass window. Infantry. Point of view. The window. Classroom 8. Day. Through a crack in the curtain, one of the infantry gently aims his rifle at a Marine that's walked into view. Exterior, Nagasaki High School. Walkway. Day. With a raised fist, Stax orders his men to halt. They take knees beside the walls of the classrooms while him, Green, and Zapata duck behind a nearby lunch table. Just ahead, the breeze flaps a window curtain from one of the buildings out into the open. Like thunder, the crack of a gunshot shatters the silence. Hit hard, Zapata falls holding his bloody neck.
Ambush!
Every Marine lets loose with a volley of rifle fire that shatters every window ahead of them. The sound of gunfire and breaking glass fills the air. Green checks Zapata. Already dead. More Marines take hits and slump to the ground. From around the corner, the mass of schoolgirls pour out into the corridor from ahead, bamboo poles held down. They charge.
Banzai!
Every able Marine stands to unload into the girls. Gunfire mows the young girls down by the dozen. Panicked, Marines reload and fire in a frenzied hurry. More girls fall down as the gunfire tears their ranks apart. The Marines fire until every girl has fallen, strewn about the ground in heaps. Not a single one within 10 yards of the Marines. At a loss, the Marines stand silent before the mass of young bodies. Shock and horror on each survivor's face as he personally grasps the insanity of the situation.
Jesus Christ, what the fuck was that?
Eyes wide, frozen in the horror, Stax looks on, disgusted with himself. It takes a hard shake from Green to bring him to his senses.
Stax? Stax! Just what the hell do we do now?
Among the pile of dead girls, Asuka, her hair still in pigtails, lies dead on her stomach, in a pool of blood. Interior, Nagasaki High School. Main building. Day. Bam. A door shakes, slammed hard from the outside. Bam. 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 The door breaks open. Stax leads the surviving Marines in.
Split up and clear this building out, room by room. No more dead Marines, not today.
Hallway. Clear and move. Stax and Green stalk the long corridor of open doors and empty classrooms. Stax takes the right side, Green the left. Classroom 15. Eyes wide and terrified, Hanako clutches her bamboo pole, back against the wall. Classroom 8. Green enters and scans the room. Two Japanese infantry lay dead by the blood-spattered curtain of the open window. Hallway. Careful steps from Stax past the room 14 marker plate toward 15. Classroom 15. Forcefully, Stax enters the room, but is startled to find Hanako. A slight hesitation as he raises his rifle that allows Hanako to charge towards him spear first. With a violent fury, Hanako drives the spear, up to her fists, straight through Stax's chest. Gasped breaths, and blood slip from Stax's mouth as he stares down at Hanako, shocked. He slumps back against the wall, drops his rifle, fades away. All Hanako can do is stare at her trembling hands. Greens' footsteps echo in from the hallway.
Stax?
Hanako reaches for Stax's rifle. Despite her shaky hands, she attempts to shoulder it. She draws a long breath, then charges out into the hallway. Thunderous gunfire echoes into the classroom. Fade out. The end. That was Cherry Blossom by Cameron Duker, read by ScriptWax.com. ScriptWax provides a team of talented voice actors to bring your screenplay to life, so you can hear what works and what doesn't. Visit ScriptWax.com to book your table read today. This audio recording is released under a Creative Commons Attribution, Non-Commercial, No Derivatives 4.0 license. You can share the audio recording in its entirety, but you can't change it or sell it.